Sarah, I know because she's just told me this. Sarah had a very normal life, but had a really significant time when she found that she had cancer. But, to be honest, still wasn't really asking questions, were you, of no. life. But someone, I gather, still invited you along to Alpha, is that yeah. right?
And this friend used to talk to me all the time about God, and I just used to sort of respect her and sort of listen. And sort of then the one day she did sort of say, "You do believe in God, don't you?" And I sort of not really sort of thought about it. Went to churches when I was little, but... Right. There was no sort of relationship or anything. It was just sort of my mum sent me. And, so I said, but I'll go, you know, out of respect for you. And so I kind of went on this Alpha course, not really, sort of just thinking I'll go, you know.
Okay. So didn't really have any major questions, but being polite to a friend, thought you stumbled into Alpha. That's okay. But how did you actually find the course? What happened there?
Well, surprisingly, it's actually was really good, and I...
Surprisingly.
And I kind of, like, when I first went, you know, I kind of was like, well, I'm a good person, you know, I don't do anything horrible, sort of, you know. So I didn't really sort of understand, you know. But as the weeks went by, sort of things started to change, and people started to notice changes in me, because I think I'd stopped sort of being like, well, what about this? To sort of thing, and hold on, they just start to feel more, and then one day I've got to go to church. Yeah. Sort of ran to church one sort of Sunday morning. It was like, yeah.
Great, okay, you really enjoyed the course then, enjoyed the discussion and those questions that you had, but yeah. how has kind of life changed now then? Obviously you've finished the course and done beta and so on.
Well it's amazing really, because it's amazing really, but I always thought, like in life, that you know that you sort of have these goals and dreams, and then you sort of achieve one, and then sort of, and you think, why didn't I never sort of get full? You know, then you're sort of looking for something else, and suddenly this thing that I sort of felt inside, but I didn't really know what it was at the time, but sort of noticed, and it's kind of always with me, and the healing, and to be forgiven for regrets, and choices, and I used to sort of do things like, you know. I think having fun was, you know, go out drinking with my mates when I was younger. And that, you know, that was fun at the time, but I sort of grew up in lots of regrets and mistakes and, you know, maybe, you know, people you've met, the wrong sort of people, yeah. You know, and it sort of never went away, you know, it was always sort of these back guilt sort of buried, but it's like healed, you know, yeah, to be, it's all gone and, yeah, I, you know... And that is huge, you know. And like, I do feel like I can only describe it as one thing that came on my journey. I was told with somebody's, you know, you've got to, when I was sort of at the early stages, you know, you love God above all. And, you know, I thought, what? You know, nobody beats my Katie. You know, that's just, how can I, you know, this thing that I'm, you know, that might be true, might not, but, you know, how can I ever get there? But then one day it just sort of came to me that actually, when you feel that much love inside, you just love everyone so much better.
Wow, wonderful. Now, just very quickly then, finally, Sarah, obviously it's had a massive impact on you, and you know, you're speaking about the joy and the fulfilment it's kind of given you now, but what would you say to people here who might think that Alpha might be a good place for me to start exploring these things?
I would definitely say do it, because it's so open. There's no, you know, you're just free to ask whatever questions you want, which that's quite huge for me, because I used to have a bit of a thing about being made fool, feeling silly and stuff. Yeah. So I just felt very open to ask things without saying, oh, no, you're wrong. It was sort of, isn't okay, you know, and sort of like it's a real gentle process, and, you know, you'd be missing out if you don't do it, really.
Really good. Can we thank Sarah? Thank you so much. Thank you.